social workshop.
בבקשה, New York.
We'll conduct a social workshop. Please, New York.
Good morning, great and amazing friends. We feel this immense trepidation and honor to be here in front of you. We've worked hard to prepare the journey that we're about to go on. We hope to really take you into this amazing topic that we have. The topic is the greatness of the Creator in the center of the ten. Yes, I do believe that we have a clip that we're going to watch first.
So, lying within the belly of the group is the greatness of the Creator.
אז בתוך מרכז הקבוצה יש שוכנת גדלות הבורא.
And in order for us to be influenced,
if we do it, what do you mean the greatness of the Creator dwells in the center of the group? I don't see a group or its center or the greatness of the Creator being there.
But it's the game that we're playing at this moment until we get to that place where we can be called a group, right?
אבל זה המשחק שאנחנו כרגע משחקים עד שנגיע למצב שאפשר יהיה להיקרא קבוצה.
And in this game we have to annul, include and enliven with every step.
ובמשחק הזה אנחנו צריכים להתבטל, להתקלל ולתת התפעלות בכל רגע.
And my job in this game is to not think about myself but only think about my friends, my
והעבודה שלי במשחק הזה זה לא לחשוב על עצמי אלא רק על החברים שלי.
And continue whether I believe it or not to remind them of the greatness of the Creator with every given step.
ולהמשיך לעשות את זה גם אם אני לא מאמין בזה בכל רגע להמשיך לתת להם גדלות הבורא.
And it's only by doing this that we can enliven their hearts with the greatness of the Creator.
ורק על ידי זה אפשר למלא את הלבבות של החברים בהתפעלות על גדלות הבורא.
So if we're all walking around doing the exact same thing, being that example of the three H's,
אז אם כולנו עושים את אותו דבר ונותנים דוגמה על שלושת ה-H'ים,
with passion, patience and persistence,
עם תשוקה וסבלנות והתמדה,
then why are we not a group?
אז למה אנחנו לא קבוצה?
כי אתם לא עושים.
Because you're not doing it. Why are we not a group? You're already depicting to yourselves that there is a group and there is a center, and there in the center there's the greatest of Creator and everybody's inspired from it, they're bursting with it. I don't see any of it. What, three H's? What are we talking about? What kind of fantasies do you have? I don't see any of this. I don't see that you are influencing one another with the greatness of the Creator. I don't see that a person is then in an excitement, enthusiasm. When will I be able to bestow to him? Is anybody on fire with this? When can I bestow to the Creator? In what form can I bestow to him? Do you have this this fire, this burning, is it in you? If not, it's a sign that you don't have the greatness of the Creator. If you don't have it, it's a sign that you didn't get it from the environment. And here there can be many reasons. Either you don't give a hoot about the environment, or the environment is such that it doesn't influence anyone with the greatness of the Creator. That is something you need to scrutinize.
With the friends, and that's all there is just these friends here. How there's no way I don't feel it coming from them.
וכל מה שיש לי זה החברים שיש פה, וזה כל מה שאני מרגיש מהם, רק את זה.
For God's sake, I mean, we got China.
אם אתה מרגיש,
if you already feel it, if you're in it, then happy are you. You should be already in spiritual attainment, in the attainment of the Creator, because you have a kli. You have a desire to bestow upon the Creator, so you already should be in the spiritual sensation, because the deficiency to bestow upon the Creator is already a spiritual kli.
But I need them in that. It's not about me, it's about them.
אבל אני צריך אותם, זה לא עליי, זה הכל עליהם.
לא, 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 בסדר.
No, okay. If you are exploding truly with a desire to bestow upon the Creator, you already begin to enter spirituality, yes.
How do I help them?
לא צריך.
You don't need to. You don't need any help from them. No, he asked, how do I help them? How do you help them? By passing on your impression from the Creator.
Check.
Okay.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, for that.
We're really working towards the desire and the goal. And we'd like to start off with the Nagun. Friends, in order to raise the importance of the goal, tonight we're going to, our topic is the greatness of the Creator in the center of the ten, and we're going to read from Rabash, Love of Friends. Love thy friend as thyself, Rabbi Akiva says. It is a great rule in the Torah. It means that if one keeps this rule, all the details are included in it, meaning it is taken for granted that we will come to a to the particulars effortlessly without having to work for it. However, we see that the Torah tells us, what does the Lord seeketh of thee? To fear me. Thus the preliminary requirement from a person is only fear. If one keeps the commandment of fear, all the Torah and mitzvot are contained in that, and even the commandment, love thy friend as thyself. Yet according to the words of Rabbi Akiva, it is the opposite, meaning fear is contained in the rule of love thy friend. Moreover, according to our sages, the meaning is not as Rabbi Akiva says. They referred to the verse, the end of the matter, all having been heard, fear God. For this, however, according to the words of Rabbi Akiva, it seems that everything is contained in the rule, love thy friend.
So we have a workshop question.
Yes, we've heard a lot in the lesson about how we must have this tension in the group and this joy, because we're fighting for the relation of the Creator, and it's His greatness that will really overshadow everything. So our first question is, how do we come from love of friends to love of the Creator? How do we come from love of friends to love of the Creator?
How do we come from love of friends to the love of the Creator?
Who are these friends? If we've assembled here in order to walk the path of Baal HaSulam and his method, which is the way to turn a person, to turn us into people, into a person who's adhered to the Creator, to His quality, who aspires to come to the quality of bestowed. If this is the purpose of the assembly, then these friends who assemble are these emissaries of the Creator, or rescue wheels of the Creator. By the connection between them, they can create a true lack, true deficiency for bestowal, and then that light, the Creator, the quality of bestowal, can be revealed.
Yes, love of friends is the result of the importance of the friends. If the friends are important for me, then I necessarily will want to bestow upon them. And will prefer to invest my attention and my forces in their desire, as love necessitates. And then in order to reach the importance of the friends, that is impossible to do unless the Creator is standing there as the fuel for me to make such an action.
The love of God is to come to equivalence of form with Him, to the equivalence of qualities, properties. We, first of all, need to develop this between us, for that quality to dwell between us. And only then, when it's there between us, will its next degree be revealed.
Love for the Creator is the result of love of friends. If I truly want to check if I have the love of the Creator in me or some connection with Him, first of all I have to check what is my relation to the friends. Am I in love and in concern towards them?
If I manage to take something which is outside of me, the friends, and to turn them into more important to me than myself, to share in their joy, to be glad with their gladness, to want them to come to reveal the Creator, which is the greatest joy that can be in this world, then out of this love, we show this force, which is called the Creator.
Yes, love of friends is a simulator for the love of the Creator. If we succeed with this simulator, we can start understanding what does it mean to discover the Creator. And what is this simulator? Simply, it means not to think about myself, which practically is impossible, but in love of friends there is a special force that allows you to do the impossible.
Yes, we heard before that this whole world is a theater, this theater called my life. Well, in it, my friends are the main actors. They're emissaries from above, like Rami said, and they teach me how to love. And the work that we do together to reach love constructs this connection towards the force that operates reality, the power of bestowal of love. We need just to aim for it. And this I do with the friends who are in the tent with me, around me, with their help. I see exactly what I need to correct, where I need help, where I can improve, if I can or if I can't. But we need to seek the Creator within the system.
The
purpose of creation in general is to reach the revelation of the upper force, the law of bestowal, the law of love, throughout the entire world. So it turns out that a person in whom the Creator awakens the point in the heart, that he somehow yearns to reach adhesion, to feel this law, to be in this law, he also discovers an environment that helps him to implement the point in the heart in him. It's clear to him, even in the beginning of the work, that
nevertheless, we find in the words of our sages that they said faith is the most important. They said that Habakkuk came and declared that there is only one. The righteous shall live by his faith. The Maharsha interprets, the thing that is most conclusive for any person from Israel at any time is faith. In other words, the essence of the rule is faith. Accordingly, it turns out that both fear and love thy friend are contained in the rule of faith. If we are to understand the above, we must examine closely the following. What is faith? What is fear? What is love thy friend as thyself? The most important thing is to always remember the purpose of creation, which is known to be to do good to his creations. Thus, if he wants to give them delight and pleasure, why are these three above matters, faith, fear, and love thy friend? It means that they need only qualify their vessels to be able to receive the delight and pleasure that the Creator wishes to give to the creatures.
So, you know, Rabash really great, asks great questions here because, you know, we felt that these were really at the heart of this article. So we're going to talk just about the questions that he brings up. What is faith? What is fear? And how do we reveal the greatness of the Creator through faith and fear? So again, what is faith? What is fear? And how do we reveal the greatness of the Creator through fear and faith?
The order is, first of all, love your friend, because then we discover even that we have a deficiency for it. Then there is fear. Do I have love your friend or do I not have it? And the key to hold love of friends is faith, which is above the desire. So this is the process.
Well, fear, the fear, I suppose, is first of all of losing it, and then because one can't bestow enough, that he can bestow more, but he's afraid he's not doing enough.
I think that indeed we start from the determination of love your friend as yourself, that we want to reach that. And faith is called when it's above my reason, meaning above my attainment, above what I feel. This is what I want to reach. And fear towards the same thing, that I won't get there.
Yes, what was the second part of the question? No, what is faith, fear, and... how do we reveal the greatness of the Creator through faith and fear? So, faith and fear was discussed by the friends. How do we reveal the Creator through that? The greatness of the Creator. Perhaps it's a result, meaning when there's faith, where... when there is bestowal, it seems to me that the greatness of the Creator is a precondition for fear and faith. Because if I don't have the greatness of the Creator, then compared to what towards what am I in fear or faith? It seems to me that way, that the greatness of the Creator is the cause for faith and fear.
That's right. I totally agree with what Gilad said. We come to it if the greatness of the Creator and the whole matter of faith, the difference as we study it is that we are constantly aspiring, we're yearning to be in bestowed towards the friends, to think about them, to ask for them, to love them, to greet them. Greatness, I'm constantly engaging in them, being in adhesion with the Creator. This is our engagement. This is how we get closer to faith. And the fear supports it. Well, there are many things here, but it starts with me being afraid about myself, that I want to get there, that I want to achieve what I want to achieve. Then I think about the friends. And from here, gradually, it starts rolling and rolling until it becomes truly fear out of not being able to bestow contentment upon the Creator. So I think that the whole Torah is in this question, the whole method.
There is something wondrous about this path, which gives one the possibility of development, because the opposite of faith and fear are reception and knowledge. A person can learn something and supposedly understand it and be whole with it, to know it, and he can die at that point also. There's no need for development, there's nothing to add. And for us, because of the infinite divide between the quality of the creature and the quality of the Creator, one must also go above reason. One must always direct himself towards the higher degree, where he has no understanding, no knowledge, and he needs to choose the path of adherence to the upper one, the friends, the Rav, the Kabbalists, in order to go above reason, to add more sparks of bestowal into his situation at every point in time. And that's what advances him always, enables him to become a man and not to remain stuck as an inanimate object, all fat and satisfied with being what he is.
Yes, and the addition can be here either because they add some disturbances for him, rejection towards the path, or some egoistic desires, and then he starts fighting it, meaning by realizing that now he's lacking adhesion with the Creator and the greatness of the Creator, then he starts making efforts towards connection. Or to begin with, the 10 is always working on it, that above all of the desires of this world, the greatest possible thing that you can attain, the only thing you can attain in this life that has some value, is actually the importance of bestowal.
Yes, and through this importance which we give to one another, the greatness of the Creator is formed within us. And this is us developing a desire, perhaps this is called faith. We're developing an aspiration, a yearning on our side to attain it, that greatness of the Creator. And the fear is of being unsuccessful, of not doing enough.
Seemingly it works out more that first of all we need to have the greatness of the Creator or the importance of the Creator or whatever you want to call it, what we will awaken between us, and towards that we will develop that faith and fear. And that seems to work out more if the question would start the other way around. First the greatness and then faith and fear.
We need to recognize, acknowledge that our logic can't work here, because it's the logic of this world. It won't enable us to emerge to the spiritual world. And all of these terms need to be rethought in a new way. It's difficult for us to imagine them in our ego. True reception is above the corporeal desire, to truly receive the abundance. That's through those qualities that we build between us. That's how we discover.
Yes. First comes the love of friends. That's the right order. This is where everything is. If we're now in this workshop, kind of catching on the joy of the friends and asking the Creator to truly give us the power to be in one prayer, in connection, so that we will feel the force of love that is dwelling right here between us. By that, we will discover what is fear, what is faith, how to reach the greatness. By that, we'll discover everything. We just have to ask Him now to help us get closer.
Fear. Well, fear. The fear needs to be about the none else besides Him slipping away from us. Suddenly it's vanishing from us. And we may think that a friend is improper then, or something that's happening outside is improper, that I myself am improper. And there needs to be great fear of that. And then there are claims against one another, there are wars outside, hatred awakens, and we need to thank the Creator for placing us where the greatness of the Creator is crowned, and where there's none else besides Him is on the first page of the book, and where our Rav always directs us to think through this reality of there's none else besides Him, good and benevolent, which runs this theater. We need to be very grateful that even though we don't understand anything, we're small, we're at the beginning of the path, we got to connect to such teachers and books.
I agree 100%. Even there is none else besides Him, the fear should be that we will lose it once we attain the greatness of the Creator, not that we did something already and... Here, look, we have power, we're one, we're strong. Rather to know that here too, there is none else besides Him. He's the one who awakened us to begin with. And He also orchestrated it in a way that we can succeed in our connection. And He also is clothed within this feeling that we now feel united and strong. And to constantly remind each other that no matter what, whether we feel an upliftment now or we feel scared or no matter what, it is all arranged for us only in order for us to determine that there is none else besides Him through the love between us.
Yes, and the love between us is exactly this agreement, this pact we've signed. Clearly we don't feel love right now or connection, but we're willing to do anything for it to happen between us. And we're willing to commit to attain it. We feel the need for it. We feel how much the world needs it, how it depends upon us to bring this method to everyone. And what a great responsibility it is to actualize it. There's no one else who's capable of it or has this method. It's us who are awarded. And on one hand, it's a reward, and on the other hand, it compels us, obligates us.
Yes, the will to receive, at least for me, I feel that it makes me forget about it.
Okay, we'd like to continue, I just want to say that I don't know if it's, you know, the nervousness or the trepidation, but, you know, in this workshop, you know, the definitions of faith and fear really... came to a new level of understanding for me, and we'd like to ask Israel to help us with another nigun, and then we're going to watch another clip.
La 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 la.
La 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 la
Please play the clip.
How do I check that I am included with the entire 10? No less. Well, more obviously, it's impossible. I have 10 before me. How do I check that I'm included with the entire 10? If it's less, that's not good. I have to see before me 9 friends and that I'm included with them. In what way do I connect them to me? Right? So that I stay as absent relative to them, the whole 10. Go ahead. If I do not connect them to me as absent, then I cannot connect with them. If I do not connect with all of these 9 friends in such a way that I am zero, nothing, then there is no 10. Go ahead. Yes, the individual must not leave the collective and ask for himself, even if it is in order to bring contentment upon his maker, except if it is for the entire collective. The entire collective is the 10, which is integrated in me, and then I'm asking. Otherwise, there's no prayer, no connection with the Creator. I don't even begin to connect with the Creator before I'm included with 9 friends, such that they operate within me. Go ahead. How do we depict a person's annulment, becoming absent, nothing, towards the 9 friends that then are included in him and he can turn to the Creator? That's it. This process is essential. Otherwise, you cannot turn to the Creator. Absence is what a person makes out of himself, and this is the condition that then the 9 can be included in him. When they are included in him, then he processes them. He reaches a deficiency, which is already called Malchut, in him. When he processes them inside of him, this is the Yesod. From that, he processes their desires, and then the attitude from him to the Creator is Malchut already, and this is how he turns.
Now we must understand what these 3 above mentioned things qualify for us. Faith, confidence included, gives us a preliminary belief in the goal, which is to do good to his creations. We must also believe with certainty that we can promise ourselves that we too can reach that goal. In other words, the purpose of creation is not necessarily for a select group. Rather, the purpose of creation belongs to all creations without exception. It is not necessarily the strong and skillful or the brave people who can overcome. Rather, it belongs to all the creatures. Thus, we must also use faith to have confidence that we can reach the goal and not despair midway and flee the campaign. Rather, we should believe that the Creator can help even a low and ignoble person like myself. It means that the Creator will bring me near Him and I will be able to attain adhesion with Him. Yet to acquire faith, fear must come first. As it is related in the introduction to the Zohar, fear is a commandment that contains all the commandments in the Torah, since it is the gate to faith in Him, according to the awakening of one's fear, so one believes in His guidance.
Dear friends, we'd like to do something a little different right now. We're going to play a bit of a game in the form of a workshop in the tens that we are with. We're going to talk to the friends in the ten, and we're going to promise to each friend that the purpose of the creation can be attained within this ten. So you're going to turn to all the friends that you see sitting next to you, and you're going to promise to them that, you know, really the purpose of a creation that can be attained right there and then. And, you know, do something to convince them. Try to really make them believe your promise.
The purpose of creation is, well, ultimately it must be attained. The purpose of creation will happen, will come about. And not only that, but it will happen in this ten, in this very ten where we are, which is in our hearts. Because there is nothing preventing us from doing this. Look at the friends around you. This is the promise. This is, well, they convince you of it. If that doesn't convince you, I don't know what could. These friends, these huge points in the heart which the Creator picked, hand-picked, under a microscope, He examined them. You only need to open the heart for the friends. I'll open the heart now, and I promise you that the purpose of creation will take place in this ten.
I think the question is not if we're going to attain the purpose. We will attain the purpose of creation. Otherwise, what's the purpose of it? So we will definitely attain it. The question is how. And this convinced me. If we're able to open our hearts and to put in it. 9 friends, following that, all of humanity in some way, to understand that this is a game. These are our parts, the parts of our soul. So the purpose of creation is here. We need to clear out the way, like in the dark, and we need to reveal it.
I have an answer in 15 seconds or 3 minutes. I'll take the 15 seconds. We don't have to promise anything. It's not like a bad deal or anything or a fortune telling. Here and now, that's what we have. The path is revealed and the method is revealed every day and the friends and the love. We just have to open our eyes and see that it's happening here and now. Those are my 15 minutes.
When do we feel the best? Thank you, Rami. You convinced me. The simplest thing is clear. And we can also go according to our sensation. When do we feel the best? When do we feel the biggest understandings, the biggest clarity that fulfills us? This is only when we are in contact, in connection between us. Only then we feel sublime highest, the strongest. When we don't feel that way, it's not because we're going back, it's because we're moving forward. Because our desire has grown. Now we need to come closer to each other a little bit, and by raising the importance of annulment towards the greatness of the Creator, of each and every friend, that's it. Two simple rules, the greatness of the ten and lowliness of myself. And by that, we acquire eternity.
Niv, you convince me. I'm saying something simple. There's no reason to convince the ones who are convinced, because everyone here is here from two reasons, because he's experienced it and tastes it and knows exactly what's going to happen. Two, he has no choice.
Feel that we weren't just awakened, we weren't given this just a point in the heart, and went through life and felt lack of fulfillment and brought to a point here with the friends, and can already touch the purpose of creation. No, so this isn't for no reason. If we were put here, there is definitely the ability to realize this. Also, I would go to what our teachers write to us, what Rav constantly tells us, what Baal Salam wrote to his students, which is us. Also Rabash as well. To find from their words the strength and the faith that it's in our hands and it all depends on us.
Yeah, our sources is something we have to draw a lot of faith and forces from. And Kabbalists, people, flesh that have attained, why not us? And what are we different? They only speak about that it's not because they were wise, or it's because the time has come to reveal. That's why Baal HaSulam and the Ari and other generations of Kabbalists saying, it's the time for the wisdom to be revealed. We're studying them from the authentic sources with a teacher who receives spiritual attainment in a very clear cascading. Why not us now? Why shouldn't it happen right now to us? It's not rational that it won't happen. It seems right now as if it's obvious that it'll clear. It depends on us how and when. And L'chaim.
When we now, during the workshop, when we draw upon ourselves the Creator, the light, to help us, to bring us closer, when we yearn for it, when we want it, and we want the friends to also want it. So the purpose of creation is then realized here and now. It happens. You can see how we enter the lesson, how we're in the workshop, and how we come out of the workshop. There's a process here that helps us direct ourselves and be constantly in this realization of the purpose of creation.
Yeah, the question of 3 minutes. That question of when will the Creator be revealed? It's not a fair question, because think of the Creator's point of view. Look, I'm with you for thousands of years, every day, performing miracles, taking you here, there, raising you, lowering you. And you're asking, when am I going to be revealed? What's your problem? And now seriously, the revelation is every day, all day, every lesson, every meeting, every contact with the friends. It's just revelation of the Creator. The fact that the opportunity was given to us to engage in researching the point in the heart in us, our mutual vessel we're building together, the quality of bestowal. It's a miracle, and that is actually revealing the Creator. We could have be sitting under a tree in Mexico with a corona in our hand and not to want anything. There's no reason to convince, just give gratitude for what is revealed.
I feel that you convinced me. You convinced my heart, and this shows me that there
with love of friends.
We're going to continue with love of friends. By which substance can one be brought to acquire a new quality that he must bestow, and that reception for self is faulty? This is against nature. Though at times one receives a thought and desire that he must abandon self-love, which comes to us by hearing of it from friends and books. It is a very small force, which does not always shine for us, so we can constantly appreciate it and say that this is the whole rule of all the mitzvot in the Torah. Thus, there is but one counsel. Several individuals must come together with a desire to abandon self-love, but without the sufficient force and appreciation for bestowal to become independent without help from the outside. Now, if these individuals are null before one another, since each of them has at least potential love of the Creator, though they cannot actually keep it, then by each joining the society and annulling oneself before it, they become one body.
Dear friends, we have made a commitment to one another to reveal the purpose of creation within the heart of the ten. And it's that heart of the ten that gives us the desire to abandon self-love. How do we build this sensation? Let's talk about how do we build the sensation of the desire to abandon self-love.
I
think according to what we just read, that by mutual annulment, when the friends gather and want to have importance but they don't have it, so that force they get by subjugating towards one another. How does that work exactly? I didn't really understand. That's what I got from what we read.
Question isn't really doesn't really make sense. But no one can give up self-love. We need to change self-love with something more important, with love of the Creator, that from the greatness of the Creator will influence upon one another, will reach a state that my whole day is filled with this upliftment and a desire to adhere to the Creator. And also what I do to myself is only in order to adhere to Him. And I think that's something that's inseparable from exiting self-love.
How do you build such a sensation? Well, exactly what's happening now. Put an alarm clock, wake up in the morning, come on time, do the lesson, and devote ourselves to the friends, to the Rav, and go into a process, and the light changes and builds a sensation that a person wants to come out of himself and devote himself for the friends and to want for them. And it doesn't matter how it happens, but we already have the method. And now I'm speaking, so we have the method. Don't have to think too much. Have to think how to strengthen it. Well, not doing the lesson, but we know the work.
Um,
The end of letter number 8, Rabash tells us about that wonderful feeling where he determines that there is no reality in the world but only the friends. And Rav spoke about this too in what we heard, that you need to include yourself from all the nine. They need to be included in you. You need to feel them inside, each and every one of them. In order for there to be room in this inside, you need to empty yourself. That takes up all the space with its nonsense, and you need to clear out this place with the thoughts of, I'm doing something, I'm important, I'm enjoying, I'm not fulfilled, I'm even acting. And as soon as you clear out that self from within, then suddenly there is room to contain the other nine friends. There is room to contain the rest of reality, to contain the Creator through it.
Yeah, it's amazing how we, well, there's self-love, and a person tries to fulfill it and gets disappointed, and then understands that he's not supposed to fill it in the way he thought, but in order to prefer love of friends upon it. And then he reaches the workshop and the lesson and the writings and the teacher and gets forces, and then he gets it, not in his mind, in his feeling, that everything that happens during the day is only so upon that he will prefer requesting for the friends, paying attention to their desire, wanting the importance of the Creator to increase in them, and he asks for it and wants it, and through this action he sees that truly everything that's happening throughout the day in his will to receive, in his self-love, it's not in order for him to solve it and fill it, but that upon it he will increase love of friends. And it's not something you can explain in words. It's in your feelings. And we have to renew it every day.
This is our last reading, friends. And from love of friends, one can reach love of the Creator, meaning wanting to give contentment to the Creator. It turns out that only in this does one obtain a need and understanding that bestowing is important and necessary, and this comes to him through the love of friends. Then we can talk about fear, meaning that one is afraid that he will not be able to bestow contentment to the Creator. This is called fear. Hence, the primary basis upon which the building of sanctity can be erected is the rule of love thy friend. By that, one can acquire the need to bestow contentment upon the Creator. After that, there can be fear, meaning fear of perhaps not being able to give contentment to the Creator. When actually past that gate of fear, he can come to faith, because faith is the vessel for instilling divinity, as it is explained in several places.
We'd like to take this opportunity and hear from our friends in Petah Tikva and the World Kli. And if you want to share your impressions with us, just please put a question mark, and we'd be happy to hear from you. Now we're going to go to Petah Tikva.
Elad, בבקשה.
חברים יקרים.
Friends, I want to share my inspiration. Well, you can't, when main friends from Petah Tikva come to you, so you feel the tension in the work. And in this state, all we have left is to discover
the
state
of
the illumination, that feeling of uplifting above the opposite states. And I'm experiencing it. I don't know how to express it, but it's not a regular lesson. And I'm happy that the Creator is sending me such states that I can't even understand the intensity of the experience I'm going through, only partially.
Peter,
Petah Tikva.
Petah Tikva.
Peter.
The Rav оставил нас как будто бы одних дома без присмотра.
The Rav seemingly left us home alone without anyone watching over.
На самом деле есть у нас.
На самом деле мы. What we've discovered is what we actually have in us. That we can be independent, that we can realize purpose of creation. The groups, just like New York now, we're rediscovering them. The groups are giving so much strength and force.
Вот это раскрывается именно сейчас. Чувствуется такой невероятный подъем между нами.
Just as we say, from love of friends, love of the Creator. And a great upliftment is felt in the workshops. Love is just spilling out of the friends, and it's bubbling from the center of the ten, just like we started feeling this. And now that we're seemingly left alone without Rav, Костя will continue. New York, guys, you're beautiful. Physically, it's further away from here to New York than it is to the Creator, but we feel you in the hearts every day on the screen. Thank you, friends, for the upliftment. Thank you for the workshop. We love you guys. Thank you.
Eli, בבקשה.
פתח תקווה? תגיד משהו.
חברים, אנחנו רוצים להמשיך.
Friends, I want to continue, Peter. We were very excited to hear the New York group. We felt your investment in finding the right clips from Rav and the excerpts from Rabash. We felt the love of friends and the prayer for the Creator. We love you. We feel that we're brothers and L'chaim.
We want to hear our great friends from Kiev.
Friends, actually, until I was given the mic, they just put it in my hands and I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, should I take it or should I not take it? And then from the questions that came from New York and during the workshop, this amazing workshop, that gave us such discernments and understandings that things should be done practically and that everything is discovered in the Ten. And the Ten is the expression of all the world Kli. The whole world Kli is in the Ten. And if you want to penetrate it, then you need to rise above your individual ego and you need to feel that sensation of confidence in the Ten. And then there is nothing left other than revealing the Creator from concealment. There's a game called Hide and Seek that we search for the Creator until we find Him. Maybe you're here, maybe you're there. Oh, you're here too. And in such a way, we can do it only when we have confidence in the ten, only when we have confidence that the quality of the Creator dwells in them.
Вот, ну я хочу сказать спасибо Нью-Йорку вот такой.
I would just like to say thank you to New York for this feeling of confidence that they're giving us. And it's really felt here. And what I'd like to do is pass it on back to you. So big l'chaim to you all.
ולפני שנעבור לחלק הבא, נשיר ביחד שיר. And let's sing a song together.
צריך שכל איש ידע שבו יש נר שדולק ואין נרו שלו כנך חברו. צריך שכל איש יבין שעליו לעמול ולגלות את אור הנר ברבים להאיר לבבות. רק ניצוץ לא ידליק את אור האהבה, אבל יחד יהיה לכם קומה של קדושה. רק בינינו נדליק את אור האהבה, לשלבת גדולה. שכל איש ידע שבו יש נר שדולם ונרו שלו כנר חברו. צריך שכל איש יבין שעליו לעמול ולגלות את אור הנר ברבים להעיר לבבות. רק ניצוץ לא ידליק את אור האהבה, אבל יחד תהיה לכם קומה של קדושה. רק בינינו נדליק את אור האהבה, לשלבת גדולה. רק ניצוץ לא ידליק את אור האהבה,